This is Dr. Olivera dictating for October the 16th of 2024. The first patient is Mr. Brooks Imlay. The last name is I like in India, M like in Mike, L like in Lima, A like in Alpha, Y like in Yankee. Last name Brooks, B-R-O-O-K. No, first name. First name is Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S. Middle initial K. This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old. What male is that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. This patient has a history of bariatric surgery to treat the obesity that was done in the early 2000s. The patient had a Roux and Y type of surgery. After the surgery, the patient has several episodes of nephrolithiasis that probably is a contributory factor for interstitial nephritis and nephrosclerosis. The patient has a history of esophageal cancer that was excised in January at the Moffitt Cancer Center. Moffitt is M-O-F, like in Foxtrot, Foxtrot, I, T like in Tango, T like in Tango, Moffitt Cancer Center. And they also found a liver lesion that was biopsied by interventional radiology. The diagnosis of adenocarcinoma was made and has been followed by the Florida Cancer Center. He had chemotherapy, and is followed closely by Dr. Riaz, R-I-A-Z. He is going to have a CT scan in order to reevaluate the hepatic lesion after the chemotherapy period. At the present time, the patient is complaining of an abnormal feeling in the fingertips, and in both feet, the toes and the plantar aspect, they don't feel right, which makes it for him difficult to keep his balance and difficult to function. I ask the patient to discuss that with Dr. Riaz. It should be some form of neuropathy. The strength of the grip is normal in both hands, and the patient is able to stand up without any complications. From the kidney point of view, the patient remains with a serum creatinine of 2, an estimated GFR of 34, a glucose of 88, this sodium 140, potassium 3.5, chloride 112, and carbon dioxide is 22. The calcium that was reported in October the 2nd of 2024 was 8.4. The patient is taking a combination of vitamin D3 and calcitriol. In other words, the patient doesn't have hypocalcemia as to consider the reason for the neuropathy that we discussed before. The protein creatinine ratio is 493 milligrams per gram of creatinine, and the albumin creatinine ratio is 16. In terms of body weight, the patient has lost 10 more pounds. He's in the 244, which is a positive aspect. He says that his liking for candy has changed completely. Number two, the patient has a history of nephrolithiasis with no acute episodes. Number three, the patient has obesity that is getting under control with a persistent blood loss, weight loss without evidence of significant hypoalbuminemia. The albumin is 3.2. Following number, the patient has a history of neoplasm of the esophagus and adenocarcinoma that is most likely metastatic in the hepatic area that has been treated with a chemotherapy. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, chronic obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with a CPAP. Following number, the patient has a history of congestive heart failure. However, he hasn't had any relapses. Following number, the anemia is most likely associated to chemo more than iron deficiency. The patient is getting procreate shots at the Florida Cancer Center. We're going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. I have to point out that the patient has a asymptomatic urinary tract infection. The Klebsiella pneumonia was isolated, more than 100,000 colonies, that is treated with amoxicillin by the primary doctor. The patient is, as I mentioned, asymptomatic. Paragraph, I spent 12 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.